Hey, yo, get in, sit down, and ride with me. Yo, what's going on, peoples? It's your man, Big B. Back at it again. Glad you chose to ride with me. I want to once again thank everyone for their listenership, their support. If you all listen to the In Deep Show, I think it's volume 197, whatever. I read the feedback that I got from you guys, and I appreciate the feedback. The feedback is what makes this shit work. You know what I'm saying? The reason why I put the feedback on the IBS show is because some of you all leave verbal feedback, some of you all leave written feedback. Either way, as I rock out on the phone, in the truck, in the car, I cannot read those things and I cannot pull them up for immediate use. So yes, I have to do it on the IDS show. So you will hear your feedbacks on the IDS show. So definitely keep them coming. I thank you. I love you. I appreciate you all for it. People, please understand, whether it's the IDS network, whether it's my man Moody, even though Moody claims he doesn't solicit it, whatever, that's beside the point. No matter whose show it is, whether it's my man, my little bruh Aaron over there with the astronauts, whether it's my girls over there, the Pisces life, whether it is my girl, she be sure enough straight no chaser. It doesn't matter. Our shows live off of your feedback and your interaction. You all are the lifeblood of what we do. Okay, the only podcast in the business that really do not survive off your feedback and your interaction and your support are the ones that have the machine behind them, the ones that are really radio shows on radio networks that just do a copy of their show and drop it on a podcast for your listening convenience. All right, so yes, thank you so much. You know what, I don't give a damn. I need your feedback, I need your attention, I need your love, and most importantly, I need your support to keep all this going. We're coming up on a birthday here, and you know, the bottom line is, to keep this show going for another year, it doesn't happen without you, and that's just where it is. You know what I'm saying? So thank you again for all the love, support, and the feedback. So if you send some feedback, make sure you go over there to IDS and listen for your feedback that you drop. So thank you guys. My man, Rude Boy M. And my man, Bella the Great. Okay, you know, I can't do the feedbacks that good on the mouth. Anyway, check it. Today, what I want to rap to you about today, I don't even know how to even really say this. Because see, some people get so bent out of shape about it. You know what I'm saying? Some people get so touchy when it comes to this subject. And that's the subject of the giving of money. Now, listen, what I want to rap you about today is this. If you are the person that opens your checkbook once a year, periodically or whatever, and gives to whatever organization, homeless, whatever organization that you give to, God bless you. I'm sure they need you. If you are the person that on their way home, or you know, once a week or once a month or whatever, you stop and you pick up food from somewhere and you drop it off at a homeless shelter, God bless you. I'm sure those people not only need it, they love you for it and appreciate you. If you're even one of the people that while you're sitting at the red light, you give to the person with the sign that solicits your money, whatever, if that's your thing, do it. I have my own feeling about that, but whatever, do what you feel. It's about you. But what I want to talk to you about today is this. People, when you're going into the 7-Eleven or the Wawa or whatever chain of convenience stores that you may have in your particular region, and you see these 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 year old dudes that you already smell the weed on them as you walk up, and they sitting out there with their cell phone in their hand listening to the latest crap rap music that's on, talking about, can they get a dollar? Do you got some change? People, please stop supporting that fuckery. Please stop supporting that bullshit. Yes, we are in a fucked up economy. Yes, things are hard. But the thing about it is, if you pull up to a 7-Eleven and you see these people out there, just stop for a second. And if you have the time, watch them for about 5 minutes. Break down what's going on. These dudes have on North Face $100, $200, $300 North Face jackets, $200, $300, $400 Helly Hansen jackets. These motherfuckers have the Helly Hansen bib overall ski suits. These things are hundreds and hundreds of dollars. They're not soliciting money because they're hungry and they down on their luck. They just found a whole bunch of suckers that's going to pay for their fix, to go get their blunt, to go get their weed, to go do whatever the fuck it is that they do. They prey upon the giving, good-hearted nature of people, and all you're doing is supporting your habit. And listen, stop right there with your bullshit about, well, how do you know when you give the homeless dude on the corner, he not going to take that and go buy some crack? Or he not going to take that and go buy some water? You don't know. You don't know. And that's why there's some people like me, if I choose to give somebody something, it's because I peeped their game. I peeped their script for a minute. You see what I'm saying? I don't just roll my window down and chuck whatever change I got in the coin tray or whatever. I don't do shit like that. Because whatever, you can say I'm jaded. You can say whatever the hell you want to say about me. That's the way I choose to do business. You see, I know times are different than when I was a youngster. But please understand this. At 10 years old, asked my mom, if you promise not to take my money that I make, I promise not to ask you for money again. And she laughed at me. The only money that my mom has given me directly in terms of just straight pocket money because I needed some cash or what have you was $60 that she sent me when I was in college. Believe it or not, it's your motherfucking business. But I'm telling you, it's what? There are ways to make money. If you really want to make money, there are ways to do it. Deliver some fucking newspapers. Shovel snow. Cut grass. Do odd jobs. Do something to get you going. There's ways to make money. But if you think you're doing somebody some good, that their outfit probably costs more than your car, but they standing out front 7-Eleven talking about, excuse me, you got some change, you got a dollar, trying to get something to eat. All you're doing is weakening a nation. Bet that shit. Okay? What did my man Slick Rick say? Men don't steal. Hey, most don't borrow. Have a fucking backbone. Have some pride about yourself. I'm not saying don't ask for help if you need it. That's not what I'm saying. But don't give somebody that's not trying. Don't give someone that's instantaneously waved a white flag on life. Don't give them another crutch. Give them some direction. That's all I'm saying. Take it how you want, people. It's your business, not mine. But I'm going to tell you, for every one of y'all to give these youngsters your money, there's a nigga like me that says, fuck nah. Thank you for riding with me, man. If you ain't putting in no gas money at this point, you got to get the fuck out of my whip. See, man, Big B, I'm out.